This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah! What's going on here? Testing.
I'm hearing you.
Yeah, I'm hearing you too.
Do you hear that?
There's nothing on. We can hear everything. Nope, we can hear you. There you go.
Okay, so yeah, well, let's talk, because yes. I can hear you, you can hear me. Oh, no, I can't
now
hear
you. Now I can't hear myself. There we go. I think it's your headphones, Gareth.
Hold on, this is driving me mad.
It's your headphones.
I can't hear a goddamn thing. Hello, can you hear me now?
We could always hear you.
Oh, thank God.
There we go.
See, there's always one knob, isn't it?
There's always one little button, and remember, I only got... This is the first time I worked on this desk this week, so there we go. Brand new desk, brand new equipment, and I don't know how to use it.
There we go.
Oh, I had a panic attack. I was like, oh, Jesus, I'm not going to be able to hear myself the whole way through the show. What a disaster that would be. Good morning, beautiful people of South Africa and the world. Yes. We are here for you this morning live. It's Friday. It's the first Friday of 2016 that people have been working for a full week. So power to you, man or woman. If you've been working this week, good for you. You've been propping up the economy. That's what we need. Those are the kind of people we care about. All right, so can I start with some listener mail?
Yes, please do.
All right, this comes from Cassandra. I think it's Cassandra. She says, Halala Cliff Central. I love you guys on the show, and there have been very few shows I've missed. I've been a relentless fan since you left terrestrial radio. I preach the gospel daily, and on days where the interviews are particularly enlightening, I even feel like I've been to church. Which is really the only way I can describe it. I'm not religious, don't attend church, but I feel so energized and informed after hearing you guys. Thank you. The only thing I like to compare it to is the flock of one of those demented pastors guzzling on petrol for my daily fix. Isn't that great?
That's a great comparison.
We are actually the healthy alternative to crazy pastors.
Correct. Which is why we play those crazy pastors. We just love them. We don't hate them. We just we find them very, very strange.
All the miracles, none of the petrol.
Correct. There we go. That's our new
There's
tagline.
There's our tagline. There we go.
All right. I want to point out some of the guests are so mind-blowing and efficient that I'm lit for days. I love it. Let's do less celebrity and more crazy, beautiful, intelligent souls this year, okay? Yep. That's on my agenda.
Yeah, yeah.
Gareth, you asked last year what the New Year resolutions would be. Mine is to spend more time with people I endeavor to be like or aspire to. Not in a monetary or a pretentious sense, but in a sense that I want to spend my time wisely with A, people I can encourage and inspire, and B, people who can inspire and encourage me. I want to be more patient with people and more grateful daily. So my mantra this year is gratitude and love, as opposed to peace and love, peace and love. It's not the 60s, so I dropped the idea of war.
Oh.
They need peace, she says.
Yeah, because the horse is bolted as well.
Gratitude and love. Gratitude and love. Of course, Ringo Starr would hate you for that.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
All right. Keep it up. Keep calm there. Ringo Starr, of course, everybody. Okay, then Mabali. I want to book a session with you on two things. Mubs is just in the next door room getting ready. I want to book a session with you on two things. How to avoid the bullshit. You're definitely the kind of person who doesn't take it. And secondly, how to successfully trap men in your basement without being caught. Mm-hmm. You inspire me, you man-eater.
She's an expert, yeah.
Matt, great.
She'd definitely help you out.
You never find advice on that, huh?
No.
No,
basement trap.
It's illegal. It's called holding someone against their will.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah, there's also kidnapping, which is a slightly softer phrase, but yeah.
Ben, I love your dry, clipped responses to the fairy tale stories of meowses. I appreciate your point of view, and I miss the dickheads of history. Please bring it back. You've opened a whole world of sport to me, and to be honest, that doesn't mean I follow it. But I definitely know more than I did before.
Nice. Very good.
Yeah. To everybody else on the team that makes the podcast possible, halala, halala, thank you guys. And then something special for Sia.
Oh.
I am very sad that Michael's taken a sabbatical. To be honest, I felt the same way when Sia originally left.
Womp, womp, womp.
I think in a show where you've such strong relationships and personalities, there'll always be movement and flow. Sia also joined the team when he was younger, and he came back after a while. Maybe these young people just need a chance to step back and find themselves before being welcomed back. That being said, welcome back, Sia. We missed your razzle-dazzle.
Razzle-dazzle. Yeah. That actually sounds befitting.
There we go.
Thank you.
So, Cassandra. Hey, Mubs.
Hi.
Cassandra says, Onwards and upwards in 2017, Cliff Central. May you grow from strength to strength as a team and individually. I see great things. And when they happen, I will be here listening. Love, Cassandra. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Very nice.
It's impossible not to have a good day after that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. So,
Okay.
Here's my checklist we've got to get through this morning. I hate doing this, but if I don't tell you, you won't remind me, then I won't do it.
Yes.
So number one, we got a. I found a video of a kid with perfect pitch.
Oh.
Yeah. A baseballer?
No, no, no. It's a kid who can sing on perfect pitch. You give him a A sharp, B, C, A, and he can do it without any mistakes.
That's why I wasn't a successful musician, because I don't even know what those are.
You play him a chord.
Uh-huh.
He'll go da 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 da. He breaks it down.
Damn it!
But in the air, he goes C. Hang on, I can tell you where C is because this one I can do.
Okay.
C. There's C. So he'll go C A G D B.
I hate him already.
Yeah. Amazing kid.
Okay, Pitch Perfect Kid.
Pitch Perfect Kid is on the list. I got to play you the new Queen of Vagina.
Oh, nice.
So she's still going strong, ne?
I might as well get to this now. I know you can't wait, right? Okay, so you remember Queen of Vagina. She was very famous. She sang a bunch of songs from Nigeria, I think she was.
Mm. Good point. I didn't have perfect pitch.
No, not at all. And a lot of people thought, well, this is just outrageous. But she turns out to be quite a success in her home country of Nigeria.
And is she still going with that name, Queen of Vagina?
Queen of Vagina, that's her name.
Doesn't feel like she needs to rebrand, no, maybe?
She loves it. She's very proud. You will remember. She's put out a bunch of songs. To me, they all sound the same.
Well,
it's the same song.
Can you give us a young throwback?
Yeah, let me see if I can find you some Queen of Vagina. I should have a lot of it on standby, right?
You should.
I should always keep those songs.
Well, someone just phoned Gareth. I'm sure that's still his ringtone.
Let me see. It's not this one. No, that's not. No, it's definitely not her. Let me see if I can find you. Queen of Vagina. She's obviously... Ah, here we go. Got it. See, I can find you anything if I... Oh, Jesus, it's not here.
Oh.
She's a force, though. She's a phenomenon.
You know what? I'm just going to look her up here. Hang on a second. Because I got to play the new one. It's called I Want to Play with Obama's Banana.
See, topical. That's how artists evolve.
Skype call? Is there someone on Skype that wants to talk? Hey, good morning.
Hey, Gareth. What's up, man?
Cool. Who's this?
This is Simba from California.
What's happening, man? We haven't spoken to you in a while.
I know. I tried to call at the end of last year, but you had a pretty busy schedule, it seemed like.
Don't lie. You called in now because I brought up Queen of Vagina, who's your favorite.
Well, hey, don't tell anyone.
All right. Let me play this quickly for those people who didn't hear Queen of Vagina so that they know what we're talking about. Vagina. There she is. Vagina. Vagina.
Vagina,
queen of vagina,
queen of vagina, vagina,
penis, promise, just, promise, just.
I am
Vagina. Right, you remember her.
Simba,
you remember her, right?
No,
do you want to hear her latest hit, which is called Men Are Stupid, Shaky, Shaky, Bum Bum?
Yes, but now I know what I'm going to play when I walk down the aisle at my wedding.
Oh,
there you go.
You're a hopeless romantic, aren't you? Listen to her latest hit. This is. I think they're all very similar, but maybe I'm just being unkind. There's an ongoing theme here. Bum bum. Listen to what she says about men here. I think.
Men wanna see my bum bum. Men wanna see my nipples. Shaky, shaky, shaky bum bum. Shaky, shaky, shaky bum bum. Men wanna see my bum bum.
Wait, listen. Here it comes. You ready? Listen.
Men are stupid. I don't even respect them. Oh, men are stupid. I don't even respect them. I use men to have sex. I use them. I need them. I am very promiscuous. I use.
All right, you get the basic idea. Right?
Well, now I know what we can use as the father and daughter dance with the bride.
Oh. Right, there we go. What a gorgeous song for that. Now, you've really planned your wedding so perfectly and immaculately. You've got all the songs. I mean, it's just going to be so classy. Have you got a woman?
Do it in Vegas.
Have you got a woman to marry?
Yeah, I'm actually engaged.
Wow. Congratulations. Tell us about that.
Yeah.
American girl?
Well, but not by birth. She was born in Poland. She's a Polish girl, and she moved out here about the same time I did.
So she's a Polak, huh? Like Ben.
Yeah, man. It's nice. Like Ben. That's
people.
That's the reason, you know. I like.
That's the reason.
Exactly the reason you fell in love.
Ben's my man crush, so I figured, you know.
Sweet.
Right.
Hey, we're open minded.
Hey, we're brothers for sure, man. I mean, I'm a big time golfer, and I hate how you guys put down Ben for loving golf so much. I am just as much of a golfer as Ben.
See, Gareth, good people, these golfers.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, you guys are missing out. I mean, that's what the world's really about.
That's what I keep telling them, and I get these looks like I've just farted.
Don't worry, Ben. President Trump will fix it all. He's going to build another Mar-a-Lago in Johannesburg.
Yeah, all right. Okay, enough of this love fest going on between you two, all right?
Oh, that's sweet.
Well,
all right, now listen.
Well, I just wanted to call and say Happy New Year to you guys.
Thank you.
It's really good to have you back.
How very nice of you, man. That's very cool.
Yeah, man, it felt like you guys were gone for like a month. I mean, I was still working. I took 1 week off, and it was the week that I was working at, because I drive and travel a lot. So it really sucked to not have the podcast. So it's good to have you guys.
Well, we're happy to be back, and we're happy to be live. And we're making subtle changes here and there, but it should make the whole experience a whole lot better for you.
Well, enjoying it as much as ever. And Mabale?
Yes.
I would ask to taste your juice, but I'm taking it.
But you know, you're an engaged man, and I wouldn't want to get you into trouble.
Can I taste your juice?
Well, you know we're African men, so the options aren't completely closed.
My ass is wallowing.
Okay, then.
Okay. Have a good weekend.
All right. Take
Don't
care,
you dare.
Guys.
How dare you stereotype us blacks?
Oh, my gosh.
How dare you? What is wrong with you?
All right, guys, take care.
All right, dude, listen, Simba, keep it up there in SoCal for us, all right?
Will do.
All right, very nice. There we go.
All right, bye.
Thank you. That's nice. By the way, you can always get hold of us like he did. He's figured it out. He's smarter than the rest of us. By Skyping us. It's just it's Cliff Central, one word. One word, Cliff Central. I mean, please. We got Lucas sitting out there. We've got Mbali hanging out with us for this week. You know Mbali from the maid sessions? Mm-hmm. Actually, come in here quickly and say hello. Come in here. Come in here, Mbali. Give the maid sessions a plug. She said to me the other day she wanted to come and sit in and see what we're up to on this show. Just borrow Sia's mic for a second. Don't look so miserable about it.
Yeah, just kick him off his chair, actually. Yeah. That's completely fine.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
So how's your week been with us?
It's been excellent.
You've had fun?
Lots of fun.
You've learned some things. You've suggested a couple of things.
Yeah, man.
Very good.
Good times.
All right. What's happening with the maid sessions?
Lots of cool stuff. Actually, we're starting a very exciting new series on crime prevention. So people are going to want to catch that.
Well, if anybody knows what's going on in the neighborhood, it's
exactly.
The domestic workers, right?
Exactly. And it's going to be done by them.
Do you get any blowback from people about calling it the maid sessions?
We do, but then we explain
that
it doesn't help not to say the word.
But you know, these days people want to get outraged before they understand. So
exactly.
They go, you call them maids?
No, it's fantastic. It makes people really uncomfortable, and it's a great conversation starter.
Yeah, I saw you and Tuliza sitting there yesterday. You've done a new show, and I asked them both, who's the most difficult out of you?
Tuliza, by far.
So Tuliza says Mbali, and she goes, what?
Oh, no, I'm easy like Zunday. She's very difficult, that one.
All right, Mbali, nice
Thanks,
to see
G.
you. There we go. She's taking your Skype calls this morning. We got to put her some use. She can't just sit around here. So if you want to Skype in, you want to join the conversation, you know how to do that. It's Cliff Central, one word. If you do want to get hold of us on the SMS line, WhatsApp really.
Line.
Yeah, WhatsApp, you can go 079-748-2090. I put it on my phone yesterday just so I could torment and bait Dave Levinson and Eric Janssen on the Gas Comedy Podcast at 9. I love to torment the other hosts. Casper De Vries is back today with another episode of the Casper Radio Show. Also, a little bit later on, Sex Talk, which is Mabali's favorite show.
Whoa, Yes. On a Friday, yes.
My ass is well the fuck out.
Well, then he's been doing it right, girl. Then he's been doing it right.
All righty. So, Ben was on the Glendower golf course yesterday. I know he's going to cover some of this in sport, but I thought we'd jump to the... He called me last night, 2 nights ago, said, listen, I've been given press accreditation. God alone knows how that happened.
Easy. I'm press. Look at me.
No, you are.
I am. I'm in press. I'm the face of press.
When it comes to golf, there's no one better.
No, there is. There's like, literally, I don't take it seriously.
There's Dale Hayes.
Dale joined us for the back nine yesterday. He broke down by, I think, the fifth hole in. He was overheating like an old alpha. Oh. And eventually they got him back to the clubhouse. So great. Live golf is just the best thing.
All right. I've got a nice surprise for you. We'll get to some more of this golf. And Ben will tell us all about how he was following Rory McIlroy around. He got really close to him and got to see some things that you have to be in the press to be able to get that close.
Geographically, not emotionally. Just let that one out there.
Okay. No, for sure. And it's not like Rory McIlroy will ever remember Ben, but, you know.
Gareth, I have a rule. Never, ever meet your sports star, your favorite sports stars.
Right.
Never talk to them.
Rather just stalk them.
In life, never talk to strippers or sports stars.
Okay. By the way, we'll get to that video I was telling you about the Obama one. We'll talk about that in a short while. But I've got a surprise for you for this morning. There is a very, very talented young lady who's popping in this morning, and we're going to find out all about her books. She's written books. I'm not joking. She's here. She's the size of my thumb. And she's written 6 books. It's unbelievable. I am just so impressed with this. So we're going to meet her in a second before she goes off to school. She's our first guest this morning. She's coming up right now. So take a quick breath. Make yourself a cup of tea. Wake up. Let's start the day. And in a moment or two, we'll meet this very, very talented young lady. It's a little bit of Kesha this morning, bright and early, with Crazy Kids. Well, there are crazy kids and there are amazing kids. And one of those amazing kids is Kanya Nhlapo, who's 8 years old. She's sitting here with us now.
Oh, my gosh. She's so cute. She's the teeniest, tiniest, cutest.
Hey, Kanya, how are you? All of 8 years old. Just why don't you move the microphone in there? And you are the mom, Nicole, right? How are you, Nicole?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. What a talented little daughter you got here.
Thank you.
Are you one of those moms who pressures your daughter to be hugely successful at a very young age?
No, I would choose not to think so.
I hope no. You know those moms who are like, oh, my daughter does everything. Meanwhile, the daughter just wants to play. And so I hear, Kanya, is this true? You have written 6 books.
Yes.
And you did this in how long? How long did it take you to write 6 books?
It took me 7, I think Friday.
The whole of Friday.
I see. Are these the books here?
These are the books.
Okay, let's go through some of these books. Right, see what
they're... But let me just tell you, I wrote a book last year, okay? And it took me the whole year, Kanya. So obviously, I'm not as clever as you because you've done how many? 6 books? And you did it all in one day.
Some of them I did them Thursday.
Okay, so 2 days. I mean, at least you're honest about it. But 2 whole days as opposed to me doing the whole year. And your books have got pictures in them that you drew and you colored in yourself.
Yeah.
Beautifully done. Did you know that you were so talented?
Yes.
Who told you that?
Mom did.
Mom knows, right? Yeah. Do other people also say that when they see how beautifully you draw?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what kind of equipment do you need to put these books together? Have you got pencils? Do you use pastels? Do you use crayons? What do you use?
All of 3 of them.
Oh, wow. So you're a multi-talented artist.
Yeah.
Wow. Do other people write books like you do?
My mom told me 1 of them.
1. But they're not as good as you. They didn't do 6 books in one day. Now, listen, Mubs, give us a couple of quotes, some pearls of wisdom.
All right.
From these
well,
books.
We have the friendly bear.
All right.
Can you tell us a little bit about the friendly bear, Kanya?
So this lion had no friends, but he went to the forest to look for friends, and then he found a bear. He quickly ran home and got his bear book.
And they're friends now.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the story is all really about friendship.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. You know, for lonely people, Mabs.
Well, I mean, if you didn't like The Friendly Bear, there's, I think, what is the sequel, which is The Friendly Rat.
Oh, so if you couldn't get a friendly bear, you know, that's the next best thing.
Yes, yes.
So
then,
tell me.
Then you get a friendly rat.
Does the friendly rat have a name?
No.
No, it's just the friendly rat.
Yeah.
Are all rats friendly or is it just this one?
I think it's just this one.
Yeah, because most of them, you know, they just try to eat your stuff, right?
Actually, I'm very afraid of rats. So to find a friendly rat would be really, really great.
Should Mabali be afraid of rats? You're going to teach her to not be so scared. She must read the book.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Now, who's your target market? Who are you aiming these books at? Who should read these books? Your friends at school?
Yeah, and my mom, my brother, my dad.
Everybody should read these books.
Yeah.
Your bestseller is what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Excellent. How many books are you looking at doing in the next couple of days?
Seven more.
Seven.
My goodness.
This is, Mubs, I write one book, I'm exhausted, I can't do any more.
I mean, I
just love Kanya. You're amazing. You know that. You are amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. Own it. All right, so Kanya, what's next for you? If you're already into publishing, I mean, the next thing we know, you're going to own a TV station, you're going to be making shows, you're going to be doing a bit of everything.
Yeah.
Are you going to have time for school?
Really sure about that.
Oh!
Mom looks a bit worried.
No, I don't think Mom was ready for that response.
Mom, did you know you had such an entrepreneur in the family, huh?
No, not really.
She's incredible. 8 years old. When did this this book thing, did it just happen?
It just happened in December, over the December holidays, where she came around with the list saying I'm writing books, and we're like, okay. So we really didn't think it would actually...
Yeah, because usually if someone says to you they're going to write a book, they maybe start the first page and then they get bored. But you didn't, Kanya. You powered through 6 whole books. What are the others, Mubs? Come on, give us some more.
Oh, okay. So we've got Max Can't Sleep.
Ah.
Yeah. Who is Max?
Me and my brother watched this channel. I thought about the name. I said, let me put in one of my books.
Did he watch something that made him scared? Is that why he couldn't sleep?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it? Was it a scary movie?
Yeah.
Mm. Was it maybe Parliament Live? All right, so Max couldn't sleep, but does he get to sleep at the end?
Yeah.
Thank goodness. You know, you've got to be able to sleep. Did you sleep well last night? Are you fresh this morning and ready for school?
Yeah.
Cool. Now, what grade are you in at school?
Grade 3 this year.
And your language must be, you must be really good at spelling. You must be really good at reading.
Yeah.
Are you the best in your class?
Second best.
Oh, there's someone better? We got to beat them this year.
Yeah.
Huh? You going to beat them this year?
Yes.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah.
So what kind of books do you read, Kanya?
I read the ones my grandma gives me.
Oh, really? And do the rest of the family read to you as well, or do you always read yourself?
Some, my mom and dad read to me sometimes before we go to bed.
Wow, you're very lucky. I used to ask my dad never read to me. He could care less. My mom would, she would try. Now, that's very special.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you seem to be on your way to great things. I'm very, very impressed with you. And it's a big pleasure to meet you this morning and to be able to see what your books are all about. And we only went through, Mubs. We couldn't do the whole lot. We did 3.
No, we did 3. Hey.
And we were exhausted.
Yeah, yeah.
But can we eventually buy these books? Is that your plan, that you're going to have them for sale in shops?
Yeah.
And how much would you charge for each book?
1,000 rand.
Okay. Well,
see, yeah. Yep. She's on the right track.
Okay. You know, I suppose it's labor intensive.
Yeah.
I mean, for everyone, you have to hand draw it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you could charge whatever you wanted. There might be someone who's willing to pay that. It says there 1-100 at the bottom. Is that how many you've intended to make? So that's the first of 100.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, you're going to be busy doing a lot of coloring and drawing over the next few days. You're not afraid of hard work?
No.
No, good for you. Well, Kanya, what a pleasure to meet you. And Nicole, you're sitting on a gold mine here.
Yes.
This is your pension. This is her university education. This is going to pay for everything.
Yes, definitely.
What a talented young lady. Kanya, lots of love. Have a happy day at school today.
Yeah.
And thank you for joining us this morning. I know you're busy, but you're on your way to great success.
Yeah, thank you.
What a pleasure. You're a sweetheart. Have a good weekend.
Okay.
Take some time off. Don't be such a hard worker. All right, go and relax. Lie in the sun a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, honey pie. Thank you very much, Nicole. What a talented young lady, Mubs.
I mean, she's 8, right?
8 years old.
What were you doing at 8 years old?
I was useless.
Me too.
I don't think I was. I don't think I'd ever done anything in my life. By 8 years old, I was a complete disaster, and on my way to more disaster. All right. Thank you so much. It's always nice. We talk about how we want talent. But I think that, you know, sometimes people who are a lot younger than us, Mubs, can teach us a lot of things too.
Sure.
So I'm looking at starting something new in the next couple of months here on CliffCentral.com, where we will speak to talented and amazing young ladies and young guys. And you're the first one. So there we go, Kanya. You have started this, the inaugural one. Kanya and Tlapo, everybody. If we do want to find out more, I mean, is Kanya eventually going to publish these books? Is that the plan?
Yes, that's the plan.
All right. Very good. So you've got a publisher?
Not yet.
All right, let me help you. Maybe I can hook you up there.
Yay, that
all
would
right,
be great.
Beautiful. And I mean, with stories like Max Can't Sleep,
The Friendly Bear, The Friendly Rat.
Yes.
And then Wide Jake Sleeps. So Max couldn't sleep, but Jake sleeps.
Well, he's wide as well, which means that he's clearly got eating disorders. But let's leave that alone for the moment. All right, thank you, everybody. What a pleasure to have young Kanya in here so early. And go and enjoy school today. Who's your teacher?
Miss
Maria. All right. Let's hope Miss Maria is aware of your literary prowess. All right. We've got to get to news. It's a little Selena Gomez for you. This love. All right. Selena, calm down. How's that? That Kanya, she's charging R1,000 a book.
Yeah, Gareth, you charge way too little for your book.
Yeah.
Way too little.
It's cheap and nasty now. Now, by comparison, I look like I'm a sellout.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, let's get into it. News time. Mabare Moloi has the latest news. The headlines brought to you by Col Cacio Pizzeria. Let's go. If you don't have the app, you should get it ASAP. Col Cacio Rewards app. It'll allow you to get free slices and reward other people with free slices. You can gift them to them. It's a great app. Don't be stupid and leave it off your phone. All right, Mubs, what do we got?
Well, you mentioned Selena Gomez, and just in a little bit of frivolous news just to start off with. Apparently, she's now been linked to The Weeknd. The two of them were pictured making out.
Boy, she doesn't waste any time, huh?
Well,
how old is she? And she's bouncing around like Marilyn Monroe did in the 60s.
Mm-mm. Selena, after Justin Bieber, she kind of went on a bit of a... Didn't she like get depressed, Sia, and then she did a whole rehab stint?
Oh my goodness, you're the most followed person on Instagram. Like, just...
Yeah, she's the most followed. How did she become the most followed?
I don't
followed? Know. Yeah, I mean, she doesn't even have a sex tape.
Look, I get that she's, you know, she's a good-looking girl, and she's pretty, but she's not... I don't think she's... There's nothing exceptional going on there. Am I missing something?
I think she has the biggest fan base then.
Yeah.
Because she's most relatable. She doesn't have scandals. Parents as well might also follow her.
And it's the whole Latina vote.
My people support our own.
Okay.
The
all
Latina
right.
voter.
Si.
So, yeah.
Selena Gomez.
Selena. Andre, arriba, arriba. All right, let's go. Yeah. Come on. All such right.
No, please. Stop it. We're going to hurt ourselves. Okay. So,
what else?
Just a bit of gossip news to start off with. Okay, let's talk about President Jacob Zuma and the ANC for a second, shall we?
Okay.
The president has been doing a round of interviews with a bunch of radio stations and, you know, some television channels and all of that.
Oh, you won't come here.
And there's some interesting things that the president has revealed in the last couple of days. Firstly, that he has said that he is not available to serve for a third term. Woo! Everybody breathe a sigh of relief.
He's right.
And that even if he were nominated, he says that he would not accept the nomination.
That's not my job to do so.
Hmm.
Then the president also spoke very highly of his ex-wife, Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, saying that South Africa is definitely ready for a female president.
Absolutely.
The ANC Women's League recently announced its backing of Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma to succeed the president as the party leader, but COSA to have endorsed the deputy president, Cyril Ramaphosa, saying that traditionally, the ANC's deputy takes over from the president, right?
But it's not 250.
Oh, okay.
What government has done, I think if, I don't have the figures, it could be between 700 or 800. I mean 700 or 80 million rand.
Yeah.
That's not what we asked, though, Mr. President.
No, it's not. So while COSATU seemed to be backing the deputy president, President Zuma says, no. Tradition must not be confused with ANC policy. And he added that it is important that women are represented in the top six. So the president clearly backing Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma and then Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa having the backing of COSATU there.
Do you really believe he cares about women?
No, being absolutely in power? Not. Absolutely
like, does he
not.
Care about how many women we've got in the top six?
No, he's paying lip service.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what it's all about, I think.
Batabile Dlamini is so keen to show us that she's not a drunk. Like she's releasing statements left, right, and center. Now, there are worse things in the world than being a drunk. I don't know why she's so self-conscious about it. Just calm down. She's the Women's League president. But you remember she broke down in tears when they shouted at her at some election rally. Mm. And she's having a tough time because every time she opens her mouth to talk about something and it's meant to be a women's issue, it ends up being about the president and how he should be voted for. And people should respect him and admire him. And he's so great. And then she suddenly remembers she's there because of the Women's League. So she tries to somehow tie it in and it's always a disaster. All right. Is that all from the prez?
That's all from the president, but that is not all from the ANC, who have now shifted their focus of condemning people to DA leader Musima Emani. You'll remember Solim Simanga, the mayor of Tshwane. He was criticized by the ANC for his recent visit to Taipei. And now the DA leader has apparently made a visit to Israel, right? Which the African National Congress has now condemned. The ANC saying that the DA leader acted against the movement of the world to isolate the state, which it says continues to abuse and undermine human rights. Huh. The ANC's Zizi Gotwa says that it is clear that the DA will not stand with Palestine and is unwilling to challenge the Israeli government.
Well, you know, I don't stand with Palestine, so I'm thrilled.
Okay.
You know me.
You are thrilled with Musima Emani's recent visit.
Yeah, I'd say Israel's the kind of place we should go to. We could learn a lot from Israel.
Now,
a country that didn't even exist 60 years ago. It didn't exist. Look at it now. It's one of the power players in the world. And it's crucial to peace in the Middle East. Crucial. I know that sounds to people like an irony. Because everybody goes, oh well, Israel's the most unwelcome state in the Middle East if you ask all its neighbors. I tell you what, if it wasn't for the Israelis, these ISIS guys would have overrun everybody and caused unbelievable chaos. Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Al-Shabaab, Boko Haram, it's all the same thing.
Well, you talk about learning from Israel, and that is exactly what the DA spokesperson Phumzile Van Dam said in Musi Maimane's defense.
Mm-hmm.
She said that Maimane's aim was to learn and listen about the conflict firsthand and to discuss how South Africa should be playing a more constructive role in bringing the parties together for peace. Maimane had met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and opposition leader Buji Herzog. He had been due to meet with the president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, but he cancelled due to scheduling conflict.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you believe that? That he cancelled because of a scheduling conflict? I mean, if Bibi Netanyahu, who's just as busy as Mahmoud Abbas, he could see Musi, maybe the ANC phoned Abbas and said, don't you meet with this guy, he's our enemy.
But do you think Abbas can be told what to do by the ANC?
Well, yeah, because the ANC say, well, we support you the whole time, so now you've got to support us. Don't see Musi. But at least you know Musi tried, right? So you can't accuse him of being partisan in this thing. I think visiting Israel is essential. You know, they sent a whole bunch of South African entrepreneurs to Israel last year. These guys have got ideas about how you can farm in the desert. They've got ideas about how you can use sustainable energy. They've got ideas. Technologically speaking, Israel is so advanced. They have figured out, they've innovated in places the rest of the world hasn't even thought of. There are more startups from Israel than almost any other country. And it's incredible. Now, even if you don't like Israel, you should want to learn because they're better than you.
Yeah, they're hugely resilient people as well, right from the start. I mean, they literally built a country in a swamp and a desert.
You went there for a while.
Yeah, I was there for 6 months.
I could be wrong here, but wasn't Waze, the navigation app, developed in Israel and then bought by Google?
Right.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah, just Google Israeli inventions. Fascinating people.
Just do yourself a favor before you climb on your high horse and start getting all political about the Middle East, especially if you don't have a dog in that fight. You know, if you're not Israeli or Palestinian. And both, of course, have a right to exist. Let's not even go down that road. But before you start criticizing anybody in that part of the world, do a bit of research. See what Israel's done over the last 60 years. You'll be blown away. What was there before? Sand and rocks. And the ruins of a couple of biblical cities. Look what's there now.
If you want to take it a step further, read the book Exodus.
If you want to take it two steps further, there's an awesome book called Startup Nation, which is all about businesses that have started up in Israel and how their whole attitude to the world is that they're a startup state and that they look for the best and they try to implement the best, and it's working. And I think this is part of the reason that so many other countries in that part of the world hate Israel. It's got as much to do with anti-Semitism, obviously, but it's very often just good old resentment. So go and look at it. I mean, we can argue about this. I know a lot of people don't appreciate my position on Israel because they have their own completely different position, and that's fine. We could talk about it. We could be civil about these things. But I do believe that Israel is an interesting place, and we should all be looking at what they're doing. They're finding solutions to problems. And anyone who finds solutions to problems, we should be listening to.
Yes.
Exactly. All right, let's get to some sport with Ben. He was at Glendower yesterday for the SA Open. So, Ben, you got lots to tell us. What a cheesy intro.
Well, as you picked up from yesterday's sportscast, I was so excited, and I just could not hide it. And it delivered on the hype and then some. I was fortunate enough to walk in the ropes. So basically, when you look at a golfing live telecast, you'll see ropes on the side of the fairway. And everyone stands there in the clamorful position to see the golfers. I got to walk down the middle. So at any stage, I was about 20 meters from the golfers. And just learning from Rory McIlroy, how he goes about the golf course, everything was just absolutely like another level. The guy hits the ball so hard, so far. He's so good. He shot 67 yesterday, which means he's one shot back. He could have been at 63 just as easily. Effortless talent. And I think if you are in the greater Johannesburg area, get on down to Glendower. Even if you're not a big golf fan, just go and see the spectacle and the hype around this dude. And it's all for good reasons. It was so entertaining. The crowd was with him throughout. Never ever seen a golfing crowd like this in this country. I think when the President's Cup was here in the late 90s, down in George, probably the only time we've seen a crowd like this.
Wow.
Really was quite something. Keith Horn and Trevor Fisher Jr. are the leaders of the US Open currently. They're on 6 under. There was, some of these guys made the course look really easy, but then for Brandon Stone, defending champion, he had a bit of a tough time of things. He was +2. Tournament host Ernie Els also +2. And there's only 53 out of 156 players under par. So with more rain expected, it might get a little bit easier, but still, if you miss the fairway there, it is so rough and it's so tough and it is quite long. So hopefully the rain doesn't bugger up the tournament too much, but I think Rory McIlroy and the main group will be teeing off around just after 12 o'clock today, SA time. In the golfing news, Justin Thomas, who won last week in Hawaii, he's taken that form onwards. He shot 59 yesterday, which is only the 7th player in PGA Tour history to ever break 60. He's the youngest player as well, so he's got a 3-shot lead there. But this weekend sees the start of AFCON, if you like your football. This tournament is completely bonkers. It's just crazy. It's every 2 years rather than every 4 years, like you get the Euros and the World Cup. Mm-hmm. They do this because they believe they need to generate more income for the African Confederation so that they can spread the game and, you know, get the...
Does it have to do with spreading the game, or does it have to do with administrators making money?
Well, Gareth, I would like to go with the first option. You can draw your own conclusion.
All right.
Which will be the latter one. All right. So it's every 2 years. It's completely bonkers. In the last five tournaments, there's been seven different teams in the finals. It is so hugely unpredictable. You get a team like Nigeria, right? They win it. They can't qualify for the next tournament. A team like Egypt, they've won the most titles. They've missed the last five tournaments. So basically, if you want to have an outside punt and try and make some money here, your guess is as good as mine. Personally, I've put money on Burkina Faso. These are my boys. I reckon they're going to do something really special. Like other teams, traditional strengths like Ghana, Cameroon, Ivory Coast, they're not the teams they used to be. But let's have a quick little look at Group C and D, because we've already previewed Group A and B for you.
Yes.
So to get into Group C, look out for Ivory Coast. They've had a bit of a tough time of it as far as qualifying for the tournament, but they're generally the sort of value bet. But again, I don't think their current form is all too flash. They are paired with Morocco, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Togo. That makes up Group C. And then Group D, we've got Ghana, Egypt back finally, Mali, and Uganda. So this tournament will be completely crazy. You'll no doubt see strikes, not at goal, probably off the field, money-wise. You'll see ridiculous results, probably some very strange officiating. So if you're looking for sports, for a little bit of alternative football, African Cup of Nations, that's for you.
All right.
Give it a go. Give it a chance.
Here's a comment for you, Ben, from Greg. Ben, Rory McIlroy supports Man United, which makes him even better a man. Boom.
Well, everyone is entitled to support their own teams, Greg.
And Ashley says, Ben's Instagram is full of his personal Bieber moments.
Sure. Damn right.
This is you and Rory
McIlroy. Damn right.
That's it.
Yeah, it's quite something. Look, I'll just be honest. His golf swing is probably the most amazing thing I've ever seen. And I've seen some amazing things in my life.
Oh.
Yes, yeah. I do not make light of this.
Jesus, I'm just counting the number of photographs here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Yeah.
11 pics and videos on Ben's Instagram.
So about as many selfies as you post a week. Same thing. So in the English Premier
Look
League.
At this.
Yeah, you can go into It's the Bounce on Instagram.
Yes.
There's lots of insights there for you. Inside the ropes with me. We are running out of time. We need to get into football, Gareth. More football, English Premier League. So the big match that we know this weekend is Man United versus Liverpool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man United have got all the momentum. Liverpool, well, they're dicking around again. It's a team with so much potential. There's so much promise. They can blow anyone away on any given day. But then, just like Western Province, the Proteas, or all the other teams I support, they just disappoint. So they've had a bit of a rough week. They lost midweek in the League Cup to Southampton. And, of course, they lost in the FA Cup to a team that everyone's forgotten about already, Plymouth, I think they were called. So they go to Old Trafford now. Man United, 14 wins, I think, in all competition so far. Zlatan Ibrahimovic claims he's already conquered England. So these guys are confident right now. That game will be Sunday at 6 o'clock. But if you're into your other teams, Spurs take on West Brom 2:30 SA time on Saturday. Swansea versus Arsenal at 5. Leicester versus Chelsea at 7:30. And then on Sunday, Everton versus Man City. So you've got a nice array of football and loads and loads and loads of cricket. So yesterday was Hashim Amla's 100th test. And true to form, Hashim Amla, he's in terrible form right now, but still, you got 125 not out. What an absolute champion. Cricket South Africa, they're not so much champions. They cocked up his shirt so badly. So there was this commemorative shirt that he was going to play in, right? And they said, Hashim Amla, 100th test, the date, team, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They used the date was last year.
Oh, no.
So it said, I think, 12th of January 2016.
Ugh.
And instead of saying Proteas versus Sri Lanka, it said Protea versus Sri Lanka.
So who's in charge of the shirt contract?
I mean, how hard? It's like the whole thing. You've had one job. You can't even get the date right on one of our greatest cricketers of all time. So this 100th test. How embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
And they presented the shirt to him, okay? So then he holds the shirt up to TV, and obviously all of Twitter then goes, hang on a second, you guys have got the date wrong and everything.
Oh, my God.
So embarrassing. It wasn't befitting the great man.
For you!
So he scored 125. JP Dumi scored 155. And Sri Lanka, well, they want to go home, I think. Proteas end of the day. 338 for three. It could have been 74 for three if they held onto a catch that Amla presented to them early on. But they made him pay. So 338 for three. Weather permitting, this will last no more than 3 days. Proteas winner of the all-seam attack. So Parnell was in. Olivier got his debut. So, yeah, that game will be relatively short unless the rain kind of drags out a bit. Speaking of dragging it out, there's obviously more cricket action. There's Bangladesh, who are doing so well against New Zealand right now. New Zealand won the toss, and smug bosses, they decided to bowl first. Backfired terribly. 519 for 5 of Bangladesh. Mushfiq Rahman was the last guy out. He scored 159, and Shakib Ul Hasan is still there on 205.
Shakib Ul Hasan?
Yeah, 205.
That's his name?
Well, New Zealand is sucking his balls right now.
Whoa.
And there's one day cricket too. Gee, what a weekend, huh? Australia 94 for 5. They're doing not so great against Pakistan. It's the first of the ODIs. That's after 20 overs. And, well, Matthew Wade's in, so that they're very much at the tail right now. More okay. Sport over later.
Very, very nice. Thank you. Ben Karpinski, everybody, with a look at the sport. Now it's time for Anthea Gardner to give us a look at the money. You know how to do that.
Why Sibyl, it's such a letter. Anthea Gardner, such a letter. Anthea. Why Sibyl, it's such a letter. Umutware
Hante. Anthea. Hey, Anthea, what's up this morning?
Good morning, Gareth. So... Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay. So Asia and Europe closed about 1% lower yesterday. So it was a nice surprise to see our market end flat, even with a stronger rand. Volume was at the higher end of the average range. We traded about $1.6 billion worth of shares yesterday.
Lovely.
Financials and industrials were lower, about 0.3%. Mining shares did okay. The index was up about 1%. Anglo was up another 1.5%. Billiton was down 0.5%. But it was definitely the turn of the gold miners yesterday. Gold spot slowly inching higher. It's now trading about $1,205 an ounce. But by far, and this is all my excitement, the standout performance, and I'd say the savior of the day yesterday, was Richemont. The share was up 6% just yesterday, and I think that makes the week's gain, it must be close to 15% already.
Jeez, fantastic, so, right? But Naspers pulled back a little bit.
Yeah, Naspers. So I think because of Asia, because of Tencent coming off, also because of the U.S. The U.S. was closed. The U.S. I mean, opened lower, closed about 0.3% lower last night. There's suddenly a lot of commentary in the market in the last kind of week about whether about the U.S. economy, and I think mostly it's questioning of Trump's ability to make America great again, or his understanding of economic policy. And you know, he keeps saying he's going to create jobs, but how's he going to do it? So people are suddenly turning negative on the U.S., nervous about Asia as a result of that. So so that's why I'm so surprised that our market was so strong yesterday.
Right.
And then, well, Richemont was strong because they put out third quarter sales numbers much better than expected, mostly driven by very strong jewelry numbers. So in constant currency, sales was up 5%, which is a lot better compared to what we were expecting, flat growth, so 0% growth. Their jewelry maisons, as they call them, were definitely the key kind of winners. Sales was up 8%.
Nice.
And then the watchmakers, unfortunately, still negative. There's no doubt that these smart watches and wearables have negatively impacted the traditional watch market. And I'm quite keen to see what Rupert's strategy is to combat this. You know, he's now taken over as CEO again. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he'll come up with something.
Now, this is obviously an interesting thing because a lot of people, they buy these watches, you know, sort of very expensive watches because they're investment pieces.
That's right, show-off pieces and investment pieces.
Yeah.
And they almost become heirlooms, don't they? So they pass them on to their kids, or at least that's how they're marketed.
Yeah, correct. Well, it's interesting to see that smartwatches have started to make a major impact on that whole space in the market too.
Notably so, yes. Yeah. And then Woolworths was a bit of a mixed bag, but not as bad as everyone was expecting. The share closed just over 1% higher. And the key takeaways on the Woolworths share was that food sales were good, up 9.5%. Clothing and apparel, it was okay. It was up 3.5%. David Jones, the Australian operation which they brought here, was up 4% in Australian dollar terms. But Country Road was the big disappointment. And I'm not sure if you remember, about middle of last year, I was complaining because we were saying that they really just got like their fashion wrong. You know, they just every once in a while, kind of like Mr. Price did last year as well. These clothing retailers just get it wrong, and nobody shops there because they don't like what they're putting out, what the stores are putting out. So I think that was the problem with Country Road last year. And if it wasn't for politics, which is the men's clothing business they bought last year. They're planning to bring to South Africa. I think that number would have been a lot worse. You know, it was a negative sales number.
Well, that's interesting because some people are just very anti-Woolworths because they think they're too expensive. A lot of people don't necessarily like these big sort of retail houses when it comes to clothing that own a whole bunch of others. But I think they've done quite well. And Woolworths, you've been bullish about in the past.
Oh, absolutely. I think the share is being punished because of these bad sales numbers. But I think the fact that they've gone into Australia, and I think they've done well in Australia, with David Jones Country Road bringing it here, it wasn't an easy market, but they've got a good strategy. So we almost have to give them a chance to let that strategy roll out and let them get it right, because these things do take time.
Right.
And it's a bit like Steinhoff as well, right? Also, buying lots of things and to consolidate the business doesn't happen overnight. But I think they'll reward us for holding on to the share.
Do you feel like we're ever going to see Brait turn around?
I don't know what to say about Brait, actually. It's because, you know, they're now looking at listing in London and potentially, I don't know what they're going to do with the South African business and how they're going to manage it. But if they do that, then it'll create liquidity. And quite frankly, it should be a good turnaround story. You said, so them again, consolidating the businesses that they've bought, you know, this Iceland business, which is, and Poundland and the kind of the lower end of the shopping spectrum. We'll see what happens.
give me something to hope for here, Auntie.
So if they do list in London, and if the pound, and if Brexit happens, and if the pound falls the way it has been, then I think Brait will turn around. So hang on to it, because you know Brexit's going to happen.
Yes.
Do you think Brexit's going to happen?
Yeah, of course it's going to happen.
There we go.
The only people who say it isn't going to happen are the people who are completely impractical and irrational.
So Henry and I were talking the other day about whether or not we think we'll ever see US dollar pound parity. So in other words, trading one for one, it's about 120 at the moment, which means that because that's the way it's going, right? So the US dollar is getting stronger and stronger and the pound is getting weaker. And I think if the US dollar carries on the way it's going and Brexit happens, you could well see that 20% gap narrow. In which case, of course, you know, you're repatriating again. Well, so kind of making sales in pounds, so good for exporters, weaker pound.
Yeah.
And we'll see. Hopefully.
All right, Anthea, thank you very much. Have a good weekend, and we will catch up with you on Monday.
Super, thanks. Good weekend. Good. See you on Monday.
Anthea Gardner, a look at the markets. It is 7 o'clock.
Just the guitar. Okay, cool.
You ready to go? You ready to get your Friday off to a good start? We will keep you company. We're going to look at all the news stories next. I've got that, the new Queen of Vagina, singing about Obama's banana next. This was all you, none of it me. You put your
hands on my body. This is CliffCentral.com.